And this is a dictation for Miss Dasia Johnson, D-A-S-I-A-J-O-H-N-S-O-N. Dasia Johnson is a patient who's coming to see us on 8/29/2024. And patient date of birth is 3/14/97. Date of accident is 2/11/2024. Patient was hit by a semi-truck from the back of it into her car while she was a restaurant driver. The impact caused her extreme pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back, both shoulders and left hip, left leg area with radiation to the left arm and left leg along with my the patient has been provided physical therapy since the beginning. The initial visit was on 2/15/2024, 4 days after the accident. Today she reported that her pain in the lower back and the left hip area is around between 8 and 9 with radiation to the left leg. She denies any pain in the neck or mid-back or upper back at all. The ADLs are affected 9 and patient reports 50% improvement in the symptoms. Please review the records for ADL system review, additional issues, substance abuse, as well as the compliance history. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 123/92, pulse is 83, pulse ox is 100. Rest of the exam remains the same as the previous visit. 0708-24. Dictation number is 0708-038. The plan is, according, the patient wants to be discharged from physical therapy of her own. She doesn't want to do therapy. And she also wants to go full-time job work. Medications have been prescribed to her, which are Celebrex 200 milligram a day, Protonix 20 milligram twice a day, for stomach protection. Celebrex is for anti-inflammatory effect and healing. Tylenol codeine number 4, 1 or 2 every 6 hour PRN for pain relief. Allegra 50 milligram at night for pain relief, GAD disorder. Neurontin 600 milligram twice a day for neuropathy pain. Patient has been provided the traction device to the neck and lumbar traction, back brace tense unit. And patient has had MRI that have been discussed to the patient. She has a mild retrolisthesis of L3 on L4 with the herniated disc at L2-3, L3-4, L4-5 with bilateral facet arthropathy, ligament of 11 thickening, and bilateral foramen narrowing, L5-S1 as well. Possibility of bilateral sacroiliac joint involvement is present. Left shoulder MRI was completely normal. The patient has been advised that she may benefit from lumbar epidural, bilateral SI joints, and facet joint injections. That may bring some relief. Her labs have been reviewed, maps have been reviewed. The patient is found to be in compliance. End of the patient.